Morning. It's great to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. I'm Brian Noble. I'm a pastor from the Pacific Northwest. I'm also the president and CEO of Peacemaker Ministries. We are glad to step in and be a part of your church today. It is an honor and a privilege. How many of us know that healthy relationships are very important to God? That our world is filled with unhealthy relationships that need Jesus Christ. Our prayer that this week will be a week of blessing to you. That your friendships will be restored. That your marriages will be strengthened. And that this church will be the most effective for God and His kingdom. Sometimes we just need a little tune-up, don't we, in our marriages and our relationships? I should know, I've been married 20 years. I have 4 children. My eldest child is 18 years of age. He's a barber. My daughter is 16 years of age. She is a special needs child. She has Rett syndrome, a disease. She's never walked or talked. She has a trach and a G-tube. She's a special gift from God. I have my son, my third son, he's 13. He was born on April 1st. Yeah, so you get it. He plays jokes on us all the time. He's our actor and our artist in the family. I was done having children, but God has a sense of humor. And gave us our fourth child, and we called him Gabriel. He's an angel from the Lord. Yeah. I can say to Gabriel, please clean up your room, and he'll say, it's my pleasure, Dad. I try to switch out their pillows, so the goodness of my youngest son, will wear off on the other children. But we have a good family. And I'm honored to travel with my friend, Pastor Tim. Let's get into the Word of God today. Our world is filled with tension. We have conflict and fighting all around us. When we turn on the TV, we see conflict. When we listen to the radio, we feel tension. Our churches oftentimes end up fighting over things. And if we're very honest, our families are sometimes filled with
says to you, Jesus said it a lot.
Then what do you say to yourself?
Listen, try to today.
The Bible is clear. You are a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come.
The Spirit is in.
So tell yourself a God story. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 reinforce this idea. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Look closely at verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Say that with me, renewing of our mind. Transformation comes by renewing our mind. So that you may prove the will of God.
So he needs audience.
That which is good. That which is acceptable and perfect. And this is what I'm here to bring today. I'm here to bring a God story into your life. That says if your marriage is falling apart, God is the restoration of marriages. That if your friends have turned far from you, that Jesus is willing to be your friend today. That if your church is having conflict, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Better days for this church are yet ahead. There are so many people that need to know about Jesus. There are so many people who need to grow up in Christ. And this church can be a lighthouse for those people. This church is positioned to influence the nations. You have many universities right around you. And lots of good restaurants. So I am here to tell you today, let's begin to renew our minds. Let's begin to set our eyes on the things above. Let's tell ourselves a God story. Let's begin to have hope once again. That he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it to the end. Now, in Romans chapter 12, verse 9, it says, let love be without hypocrisy. Or let love be genuine. I came down the center aisle, and this story went into my head. The story said that, Brian, you will never walk your daughter down the aisle. And tears began to come down my eyes. But people thought I was crying over the couple that were getting married. As a good pastor, I didn't tell them. And really, the story in my head was pity and self-pity. So I went off after the ceremony and I sat down. And I said, God, why didn't you give me a daughter that can walk? Why didn't you give me a daughter that can talk? Lord, I want to walk my daughter down the aisle to get married. Have you ever had God speak to your head? Or speak to your heart? God said this to me. He said, people on earth get to walk their brides down to losers. Brian,
It will change your attitude. While we can say, yes, I see my circumstances.
我说的确我在主里这样一个结
果。But I know my God.
但是我知道我是。
I see my circumstances.
我看见我的处境了。
But I know the word.
但是我也熟知神的话。
I see my circumstances.
我看见了解我的艰难处境。
But God's given me the Holy Spirit.
但是神给我的圣灵。
So we need to tell ourselves a God story.
所以我们要从主神的角度来看这件事。
Where we don't limit ourselves.
我们不要只是光看自己。
To our own circumstances.
只想到我们的处境这样艰困。
That we don't limit ourselves.
我们也不要只是自己局限在我们中间。
To our anxieties.
只是
that we are transformed,
但是我们要心意变化而更新
by looking to the Heavenly Father,
让我们仰望在天上
that we are transformed,
我们改变
by believing what this has to say about us,
靠着神的话我们改变
verse 7 and the peace of God,
神所赐
which surpasses all comprehension,
是主人以为
will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
必在基督耶稣里保守你的心怀意念。
Did you notice in that verse?
你注意到这句话
that the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind?
神给你的平安会保守你的心怀意念。
That Romans said transform your mind.
罗马书说要改变你的心。
And here in Philippians it says the peace of mind.
但是这里讲说神所赐给你的平安
That's that story I'm talking about today.
这就是我们今天要
When we walk through the fire,
我们在我们的艰困中间经历水
We shall not be burned.
我们不会被受伤
When the waters try to overtake us,
当水火要淹没我们的时候
We won't be overwhelmed.Why? Because Jesus is Lord.
因为主是我们的神。
And there's nothing that our circumstances can do.
我们所面临的艰困不会造成这种。
That take away the promises of God.
他们不会夺走神给我们的应许。
We need to hold on to.
我们要持守
the promises of God.
牢牢地守住神给我们的应许。
Verse 8. Finally, brethren,
最后
whatever is true, whatever is honorable,
凡是真实是可敬的
whatever is right, whatever is pure,
公义的清洁
whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute,
可爱的优美的
if there's anything excellent,
有什么可信的
if there's anything worthy of praise,
若有什么值得称赞
Look at this next word.
仔细看下一句话。
Look at it closely.
再仔细地看一次下一句话。
Dwell or think on these things.
这些事你们都要思念。
So some people have told me.
所以有些人告诉我。
I will tell you what's true about the other person.
那我告诉你这个人真实的真实。
And I always get freaked out or scared when they say that.Because it ends up being their truth,
在他们心里面的看法
and not necessarily God's truth about them.
不见得是神对这个人的看法
See, he tells us to think on what is true about the other person.
圣经告诉我们要看这个人是真实的看法
This truth is not their fallenness.
这个真实的看法不是他们身上有什么缺点，有什么问题
This truth is not how they respond badly in this world.This truth is that Jesus Christ died for their sins.
是是是，神为这个人死了。
That he was buried for them.
为了他们罪死了，而且为他们的账。
That he was resurrected for them.
他又复活了。
That they are a new creation.
所以主的复活让他成为一个新造物。
He's telling Iodia and Syntyche.
他告诉尤阿底亚和许多基督徒。
To get a God perspective.
看到神。
He's telling them to think about what's honorable about that other person. because the message is too important.
因为这样的一个关系是极其
to become entangled with broken relationships.
我们需要用这样的一个信息来帮助我们解决我们中间的一些不同的情形.
We must commit to being peacemakers.
我们一定要着重承诺要做一个信息.
That's what we're going to do over this weekend.
这就是我们
The power is not in myself. The power is not in Pastor Tim. The power is in Jesus. Hopefully I can remind you this week and next week.
也许在这个中间,
of your destiny in Christ.
在主里面,
we're going to sing a song together. And we're going to commit to being peacemakers. And then we're going to come back. And we'll have some teaching on the path of a peacemaker. And if your relationships are perfect,
如果你的关与人关系是这样子和睦完美,
then you can have an early lunch.
也许你可以早点离开去享受饭,
but if you're like me,
但是如果你像我一样,
we all can grow in our relationships.
我可以在我的关系中间更求完美, 更学习如何使我关系改进.
We'll come back together. Study God's Word together, and we'll define what it means to be a peacemaker.